It may ultimately be a December to remember for American Airlines, but right now it's a bummer of a summer. Cancellations have skyrocketed. In June, American canceled about 4% of its schedule, more than 7,500 domestic and international flights. As Wall Street Journal travel writer Scott McCartney says, when the world's largest airline becomes unreliable, travelers get punished.
Well, it's a sort of a combination of things. The weather has been bad this summer. Other airlines say they've had trouble with weather. On-time rates have not been good. But Americans having a particular problem with its mechanics, and the airline has gone to court, sued the mechanics for a slowdown. The airline says they're not just being slow with work, but also refusing overtime and trips to other stations, airports, to fix planes that are grounded. And the whole thing has left them with fewer airplanes. They're quicker to cancel. People are getting stranded. When weather does hit, they're really sort of hamstrung in how they can recover.
How long has the issue with the mechanics been going on?
Well, they've been negotiating for more than 3 years. This has been going on for a while. Earlier this year, a federal mediator came in, and the federal mediator was working for a while. And the last time they actually met to negotiate was April 25th. The union has been making noise since February about summer, and they clearly targeted summer as stuff like, this summer it's going to be the battle of our lives for a new contract and things like that. So it's a tough issue, but now American's doing really well, and management's getting bonuses. A lot of other labor groups have gotten raises, but they haven't been able to come to terms on it. With mechanics, there's always the issue of outsourcing, and the mechanics are looking for job guarantees. The airline looks for flexibility to be able to send work out to other shops, and so it gets really tricky. And this says, it's a problem in the airline industry where things drag out, and travelers are the ones that end up getting caught in the crossfire.
Listen, you told me years ago when we first started doing this, the airlines are the only business that punishes their customers. That seems true here. So I know we beat up American here, but you said too, United and JetBlue have had some bad on-time arrival rates this summer. How come?
And they definitely blame weather. United says in the month of June, they had more weather issues and air traffic control delays than they have ever had in a month of June in their history. And, JetBlue is heavily concentrated in New York, and New York's been a problem, not just with weather, but with congestion. You have to remember, we're getting back to really congested skies in a lot of places. It hasn't come evenly, but New York is definitely a place where there is just as much congestion as there was in 1999 and 2000 when we were writing stories about gridlock and everything else.
Thanks, Scott. Wall Street Journal travel columnist Scott McCartney in Dallas.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.